Welcome back, guys. This is your girl Alley Cat here, and we are back talking about the top places to visit in the state of Ohio, or at least my top places to visit in the state of Ohio. We had a whole list of 13. Lucky number for me, 13. Funny how that worked out. And also, the odd thing is, I was saying 13 in 13 seconds. I love it. I absolutely love it. So we're going to recap the few places that we have touched on. Number 13 would have been Mohican Memorial State Forest in Loudonville. Number 12 is Marblehead East Harbor. Number 11 is Cedar Point and Sandusky, Ohio. We have Honey Run Park at number 10 and Howard east of Mount Vernon in Knox County. Number 9 is Conkle's Hollow State Nature Preserve in Logan, which you will find in the Hocking Hills State Park. We touched on Ash Cave too as well. Number 8, we're head up to Newark in Licking County, and we touched on Dawes Arboretum. I also forgot to say that there are some Indian burial mounds in the Newark area that you need to go check out, because it's in a big circle and it's really, really cool. They even have a building that you can go into and learn about the history as well, and the staff in there is very, very knowledgeable and can send you to different mounds. Another mound that's a favorite of mine would be Serpent Mound, that's down in the Chillicothe area. So we touched on Yellow Springs at number 7, Clifton Gorge, all of the wonderful shop, the sightseeing, possibly seeing Dave Chappelle, and the Calypso Bar and Grill restaurant. That's my absolute favorite place to go eat when I'm in Yellow Springs. Number 6, we touched on the amazing Ninja Warrior course for small kids and big kids, or big kids at heart. That's Glacier Ridge Metro Park in Plain City outside of Columbus. It's just a short drive away. Number 5, we went up to the lakeshore again. We touched on Maggie Marsh Wildlife Area north of Oak Harbor. It used to be called Crane Creek when I was a kid, and you could actually go swimming there. You can't go swimming there now. I would not recommend, because you're going to be sitting right next to fish carcasses that are laying on the beach. So we moved over a little bit more east between Sandusky and Cleveland and touched on Lakeview Beach in Lorain. Top 3 beach of mine in Ohio, at least on the lakeshore. If you have other beaches you want me to go check out, make sure you hit the comments and tell me. Number 3, we hit Westside Market up in Cleveland, and we also touched on the Great Lakes Science Center, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and the most amazing aquarium, the Greater Cleveland Aquarium. I'm sure that I'm butchering that name again. I probably should have did a little more research on that before I started this podcast, but here we are. So now we're down to my top 2 favorite places to go in the state of Ohio. Now, you know, I'm not a big sweets person, but I'm huge on nostalgia. Huge on nostalgia. So there's a lot of little candy shops here and there, and I know you can go to Walmart, Kroger, and Meijer and get, you know, all the different kinds of candy, but there's a little secret in Ohio, especially up in Cleveland. There is a candy store, warehouse, ice cream shop that has any candy that you can think of. And I bet you've never heard of it. Now, I've been there many, many times. Many, many times. The candy company, the candy store, is called B.A. Sweetie Candy Company. And like I said, it's up in Cleveland. And I will tell you, don't go in there thinking you're only gonna spend 15, 20, or even 50 bucks. I know I go in there and I spend about 130 every single time, because I'm thinking in the future. It's so far away from us. It's like a 2-hour drive from where we are to go up to that candy company, but it's so worth it. It is so worth it. There are aisles upon aisles and racks upon racks of every single candy you can think of. Every season, they have the seasonal stuff out. When it's Easter, they have a plethora of Peeps in different flavors, shapes, sizes. When it's Halloween, they've got all the Halloween candies, all the different variations of like your Hershey Kisses or your M&Ms, because you know, sometimes they do pumpkin pie M&Ms at Halloween time, things like that. So I would tell you, if you've got a sweet tooth or you just want to do something out of the box and make a day of it, head on up to Cleveland and go to B.A. Sweetie Candy Company. You will not regret it. And like I said, don't go up there thinking you're only going to spend 50 bucks or less, because you're going to find things that you thought you'd never see again. and you're just going to grab it. Now, my favorite thing to grab when I'm up there are the Tootsie Roll Fruities. And I'm not talking about the fruit-flavored Tootsie Rolls that you can find at the regular store. These are the smaller ones that come in like blue raspberry and wild watermelon, and they have lemon lime. They're the Fruities. Fruities. And if I could show you a picture of them in my podcast, I most certainly would. But you can't see it when you're listening with your ears. Unfortunately, I buy a big bag every single time, and that sucker is probably $15 every time I go to buy it. So again, the name of that store is B.A. Sweetie, and it is well worth the day trip. Now, we're going to touch on my most favorite place that I have discovered while traveling in the year of 2020. Kids and I were on a trip individually. My husband wasn't with me for the first time we went up. And we were traveling around the Cuyahoga Valley in the Cuyahoga Valley National Park and Peninsula. Now, we had went up and we had explored Helltown, Boston, if you guys want me to be specific. The Boston Peninsula area is my favorite area of the Cuyahoga Valley. And if you've never been to Helltown, it is a deserted town. There are still buildings and homes and things, and you can go and explore, and there's a road that leads back to what they say is the portal to hell. Now, we had walked and walked and walked, and I was tired of walking, and my kids were tired of walking. We never made it to the portal of hell. Maybe the portal of hell is just the walk in itself, but that's one of the coolest places. So Boston is Helltown. You'll have to actually find it. But my favorite place in the Cuyahoga Valley has to be the Ledges. If you've never been to the Ledges, oh my goodness, you need to go. So you get there and you park in this this parking area, and you're walking along and you're walking through all these hemlock, you know, evergreen trees, and then the trail kind of turns, and then you're walking along an edge and you can look down and there's more trails down between these huge mammoth stones. Now these stones stand, and you find there's ways to get down and actually go walk through these walls of stone. I don't know if they're limestone, if they're sandstone, whatever they are. They're massive. And once you get to ground level where, you know, you're walking between these walls of stone, they're at least 15 stories high. Yeah, maybe not that high, maybe 10 stories high, but they are huge. And as you're walking through, you can see the hieroglyphs that were left behind by the Native Americans that used to live there. You can see the glacial grooves, because this is an area where the glacier once was, and you can see the grooves when it was receding and melting. There's so much more to that park that I want to go and explore. The second time we went up there, it was kind of damp, a little wet, a little rainy. It was the very beginning of spring, and we were just on a day trip with my son up north, and we had went to B.A. Sweetie, what we just talked about, and then I just decided, you know what, I need to share this with my husband. My husband needs to see how amazing this place is. So we went and we walked around, and it was really wet, and I think he fell down. LOL for that. But I know my son fell down. The rocks are really slippery when they're wet, so I would tell you to be very, very, very careful, especially if you bring small children there. But the Ledges in the Cuyahoga Valley is by far my most favorite place in the entire state to go hang out. Now, I'm sure if I ever went to Kelly's Island or Put-in Bay and saw the glacial grooves or anything like that, that would be really awesome. I myself am really into the whole geological side of it, all the rock hounding. I love rock formations. I love all types of rocks. I'm really, really enamored in that. And especially when it comes to history and the history of Ohio, and seeing how Ohio was formed and the glacial grooves, and knowing that a glacier covered 2/3 of the entire state. It's just so cool to go and check out the differences in Western Ohio and how flat it is to Eastern Ohio, where the glacier was and where the glacier cut and where it formed, you know, different land surfaces and, you know, changed the entire area. So, you know, if you have ever been to the Ledges, send me a comment. Let me me know about what you think of the Ledges, what you think about Helltown, if you've ever been there, any other really cool places that you can go visit in the Cuyahoga Valley. I know there's a lot of places where the Erie Canal, and there's different locks, you know, going through that. So there's more history there for you. But yeah, just drop that comment. Let me know of all any other cool places in the Cuyahoga Valley that you think I should visit, that you've visited. I want to know about the mom and pop shops. I want to know about the hole in the wall diners. You know, share all that stuff with me. Don't forget to like, subscribe, send me all your feedback. And this has been your girl, Alley Cat. Until next time, guys.